Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Journey into the Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Long, and we are very happy to have all of you with us this evening. We are live over the next 90 minutes tonight with me and my co-host, Michelle Fletcher, taking your calls tonight for free psychic mediumship readings. If you would like a reading tonight with Michelle, please go ahead and call on in as the phone lines are already stacking up. The number tonight to call in to speak with us is going to be 929-477-1684. That's 929-477-1684. And please press the 1 on your phone after you have called in so it will show that you are wanting to come on the air rather than just listen. Once more, we are very happy you are with us this evening. We had taken a weekend off last week. But we are back this weekend, and so tonight, as I was saying, we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be joining with Michelle and see how she's been doing. If this is your first time listening to the show, we welcome you. We have been on the air for the last 10 years, and Michelle has been along basically every step of the way. Michelle, she is a very gifted psychic medium. She's had the gift of mediumship ever since she was a child, and ever since then, she's been working on it and growing it to make her ability even more stronger to help people like you. She's one of the most compassionate people I've ever met, and she really does, genuinely care about, her clients or the people she's working with to connect to past loved ones on the other side. She also connects to, beloved pets who have passed on. And she does so ever so gracefully, and she, brings through validations and information, things only you would know, And I've seen that time and time again, not only on the show, but also in my own experience, as Michelle is a very dear friend of mine, and readings that she has given me through the years has always blown me away and just really, the biggest, more than anything, has let me know that, yes, our loved ones who have crossed over to the other side are still with us, are still involved in our lives and watching over us. And it really brings a lot of comfort if you are grieving a loss recently, and even if you're not, hearing from connecting to a loved one who has passed on many years ago can also bring quite a bit of joy. And so we are very, very thankful that Michelle is on this show, Journey into the Light Radio, every Sunday evening with us at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. So once more, if you would like to call in tonight and get a reading with Michelle, please go ahead and call on in. That number is going to be 929-477-1684. That's 929-477-1684. And please press the 1 on your phone. So we're going to take a quick little break, and then on the other side, we will be joining with my co-host Michelle, see how she's been doing right here on Journey into the Light. And welcome back here on Journey into the Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Wong, and I want to thank everyone that just joined us there over the break. As I was saying at the top of the hour, me and my co-host, Michelle Fletcher, are live tonight taking your calls for free psychic mediumship readings. So please go ahead and call on in if you would like a reading tonight. Also, if you do get a reading tonight and this is your first time listening, all of our shows are archived on our show page, which is blogtalkradio.com/journeyintothelight. You can go there, and all our shows for the last 10 years are archived on there, so you can listen back to your call, to your to the show, or to your reading 24/7 anytime you would like. It's a very great tool, as Michelle a lot of times we'll give out a bunch of information during your reading, and sometimes there's things that won't click or you'll remember later on. And so it's a great tool to go back to re-listen, you know, to hear the information again. I know that's helped me in the past when I have had readings from Michelle, just to refresh the reading. And so it's all right there, as well as our upcoming shows. What you can expect from each show, and as well as links for my co-host, Michelle. You can find her on Facebook at Michelle Fletcher or at her website at mediummichelle.com, and that is Michelle with one L. And all that is right there at blogtalkradio.com/journeyintothelight. Now, without further ado tonight, let's go ahead and bring on my co-host of the evening, and let's all give a big warm welcome back to my good friend, Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi, good evening, man. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How's your week been going?
Week is good. I'm busy being a grandmother, and my daughter just recently moved back here. And so
Wow.
I have a two-year-old granddaughter that is so fun and wonderful
mm-hmm.
to have here.
Yes, I've seen pictures of her online and passing, and she just seems like a bundle of joy, you know.
Yeah,
and
very rambunctious, so, as they all are at that age.
Right. So, yes, I know you have to be having a good time, and I'm sure, you know, of course, happy to have your daughter closer by with you, and so, we sure missed you in the show last weekend. As I was saying, we were off, but we are happy to be back tonight, and so tonight, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the main topic of near-death experiences, also known as NDEs for short. For anyone out there who doesn't know what near-death experiences are, it is basically when people have clinically died for sometimes only a handful of minutes, and sometimes recorded, 30, 45, sometimes even longer minutes, you know, and but they come back to life, and a lot of times, you know, they most always, if they remember the experience they had, it's always this great, you know, I mean, if you never read a near-death experience before, I think you would be blown away by just the great amount of detail that the experiencer brings back, and just so many things, the amount of love and seeing their deceased family members, meet them on the other side, you know, on and on. Mm-hmm. And so tonight, Michelle, I wanted to read a few quotes or passages from people who have had really profound experiences, and just kind of discuss with you and see what, you know, your take as a medium of that is, and go from there. And so, so the first one I was going to read tonight is from Norris Spurgeon, and this is relating to, you know, why we come down here on Earth to begin with, into the physical world. And she says, The reason we are here in this physical world is for soul growth. The physical world is the ideal place for this. Spiritual growth in the spirit realms is much more difficult. The reason is that the influence of our physical bodies gives us the opportunity for a fuller range of love, a child's love, maternal love, and it says, which is ideally available here. It says, love that is misused or misdirected is best corrected in here on Earth. And So what's your take on that as far as, the reasons we come down here? And do you agree with that passage?
Yeah, we're here for soul growth, soul purpose. And I think that's, we're all learning constantly. Every moment that we're breathing, we're learning something. And, whether we know it or realize it or not, we're always taking in life lessons. And you and I, we talk so much about this great transformation that occurs in a soul's life when they're here in the physical. Mm-hmm. So we are always learning, but then there are very pivotal moments on the life journey where you harvest all of your lessons from birth up until that point in time where everything, you just have an epiphany, I guess, and everything is like a puzzle. It all makes sense. And you can go back to, eighth grade when Sue rejected you and didn't let you take her to the dance. And you can kind of see why that happened or what you got from that or what, So it really is, and that's the transformation that you and I often speak of.
Right. I totally agree with you on that, Michelle. And I know in my personal life, if I, am struggling with something or I just get caught up in it, I'll stop and be like, okay, well, why is this happening? What is this trying to show me? Instead of just getting lost in the frustration of it,
And sometimes we're not meant to know. Or we're not meant to know until a certain time.
And, so that part that says, spiritual growth in the spirit realms is much more difficult. Would you agree with that? Like it would be like a more faster way to grow down here since we are in the physical bodies and we don't have all of our spiritual,
Well, I don't know what you would learn in the spirit world, because when you are in the spirit world, the veil is lifted and you already know, for whatever reason we have to come here and relearn everything we already know in the spirit world, but we have to relearn it in the physical. And then I feel like this is a very advanced place. Earth. So if you're incarnate and you're in a body and you're here and you're listening to this radio show, you are very, very advanced. You have to graduate to be in this sort of, this is like PhD level learning here. And it's extremely challenging and there's so many aspects to what you have to grapple with when you're in the physical body. You have to first, you have to become aware that, there's an ego, and the ego isn't really me, and then you transcend the ego, and if the ego isn't really me, then what is me? So it's really, we often take everything so serious, too. So if we could approach this life with a more lighthearted way, there's so much comic relief and pretty much in just a 24-hour period, you could laugh your ass off on just about anything. I mean, it really is comical. Once you get the cosmic joke, you begin to see the absurdity and, the things that we do. So I would say no, I don't really... I just don't think there's much learning in the spirit world because we're already very aware of who we are. And then mm-hmm. we agree to have amnesia and come into the physical realm, forgetting everything and then rediscovering. So
right.
you could say
right.
it's just this big game, and then, you know, and then someone would say, well, Michelle, you know, my uncle just died and I was very pleased all I had, and that's not very funny, or, you know, why did that happen? So, and how can I not be so serious when this person just died that I love, or my pet died, or, you know, so then, you know, there's, it's duality. There's the negative and the positive in the physical realm.
Right. 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 Very well said, Michelle. And so next, the second passage I wanted to briefly discuss with you is on the topic, in fact, of suffering. The quote says, all the suffering in our lives is actually for our good. Out of the most tragic mm-hmm. of circumstances springs human growth. And that was by Angie Seymour. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and kind of
that's
piggybacking
profound.
Off of that, I also read a near-death experience once of this lady who was born, I mean, as a child, she was born with a heart condition. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what kind of family religious environment she grew up in, but she, you know, grew up thinking like, you know, God must be upset with her for making her be born with this condition. And she ended up having a near-death experience about 20 years old. And she met, I think it was Jesus, and she asked, and she said, you know, is it true that you gave me this heart condition because, you know, I messed up or I did something wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the being she was met with, you know, responded and said, no, I gave you this heart condition, you know, to keep, you know, for you to, you know, to help try to influence you to stay compassionate. You know what I mean? To stay compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really something really profound. So
yeah,
what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so she had a heart condition so that she could learn and remember to stay in compassion. So
mm-hmm.
the heart condition was a constant reminder to her to stay out of judgment and stay in love.
Mm-hmm. Right. I thought that was really, really
and,
profound.
You know,
and, you know,
kudos to,
mm-hmm.
to that soul, because that's a, to agree to that. So, you know, before she came here, she agreed to go through these experiences, and she signed
mm-hmm.
up for that so that her, so she could learn compassion. And that's a warrior right,
right.
there. I mean, that's very, very, that's very advanced learning, and
mm-hmm.
she's, you know, yeah.
Right.
Just like
yeah,
anybody
very
who
much.
Comes into the world and has any kind of anything that you were born with or anything that happens, it serves a great purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you
yeah.
know, when that purpose is served, you may or may not be relieved of that burden.
Mm-hmm. And so yes, I totally agree. And I agree with any, you know, challenges or, you know, whatnot we face, you know, we do, you know, sign up for it per se, you know, for our own betterment. And so, yes. And so then the last little passage I was going to read to you is very, you know, almost, yeah, I find it really profound the way this person typed this. But it says, the universe is God's dream. Humans are already legendary throughout the cosmos of consciousness. One of the things that we are legendary for is dreaming. We are legendary dreamers. In fact, the whole
mm-hmm.
cosmos has been looking for the meaning of life, the meaning of it all, and it was the little dreamer who came up with the best answer ever. We dreamed it up.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
What do you have to say about that, Michelle?
Yeah,
yes,
so be careful
mm-hmm.
of what you're dreaming, because it's going to be manifested. So, you know, make sure your dreams are, you know, what you want out of life. And, but yeah, they're, it's all created step by step creation. We are our creation.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes. And that was, you know, yes, I thought that was really key to that point as well. And so, yes. Well, Michelle, we appreciate you discussing that with us. I know that topic in general, we could go on and on about. So, but anyways, we're going to switch gears now to the callers tonight. So callers, if you are wanting to speak with me and Michelle and get a reading from Michelle tonight, please go ahead and call on in. That number once more is going to be 929-477-1684. And please press the 1 on your phone after you have called in so it will show that you are wanting to come on the air. When I bring you on tonight, please just state your first name, where you're calling from, and please have one question ready for Michelle, as we are on the radio and we are limited on time. These readings are going to be about 5 minutes in length, give or take. And Michelle, is there anything you'd like to let the callers know before we get going tonight?
Sure. So when you call in, you want to state your name, where you're calling from, and then you want to ask one very specific question. And we can only get to one question because we're so limited on time. And then once you ask that question, I will tune in to the spirit world. I will tune into your energy field and see what's there for you. Now, I'm not the interpreter, so I get the information, and then I will tell you what it is that I'm sensing. And then it's up to you to figure out how this applies to your life. That would be your job. My job is to not interpret. My job is just to give you the information as I see it coming through. And then you can make it fit into your world. And then you want to just answer yes or no. If I hit on something that doesn't make sense to you, you can just be polite. It doesn't mean that it's inaccurate or it's wrong, although sometimes it could be because I'm an imperfect human being. But if it doesn't make sense to you, you want to just state, this isn't fitting right now, but I will consider it and think about it. Or you just put it away, store it, write it down. You may need to fact find with family members because if I'm connecting with loved ones, you know, different loved ones will come through and they may say something that you don't know about and you have to check it out. And let's see, if I am connecting with a departed loved one, I would need their first name, their relationship to you, and approximately when they passed. So I wouldn't ask for those three things, but because we are on a radio show and we're limited on time, I just don't have time to pause and you know, wait for the information to download. We have to just quickly, you know, go through it, and if that will help me to connect really quickly. But again, if we were doing a private session, I wouldn't want that. And then I think I covered everything. Always use kindness. Both Nick and I are volunteers, and we're here to help you on your life journey because we know how difficult life can be, and it's always nice to have a helping hand or someone that can offer some advice or just listen, whatever it is that you need. And then I also want to open it up to spiritual questions. I know this younger generation, the crystal generation, they're very advanced, and a lot of them are having incredible, profound spiritual experiences, but then the world isn't quite supporting it yet, and so they feel lost or confused. So I want to open it up to any of those kinds of questions, that if you're opening up to your gifts, your abilities, and it's scary or you're confused, please feel free to call in and ask me anything. And that's it.
Alrighty, very well said, Michelle. Thank you for that. And with that, without further ado tonight, let's go ahead and go to our first caller of the evening. And that's going to be from area code 706. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. This is Elizabeth. I am calling from Missouri, and I just wanted to know if the current person that I have a crush on is, if I'm going to end up with them, and if not, you know, just when my next relationship will be, I guess, because I've kind of been on my own for a while. I'm in graduate school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess the number 5, I don't know if I'm going back 5 years or it's been 5 years since you've been in a serious commitment, or I don't understand what the 5 is representing here, and I don't want to interpret it. I'm just going to give that to you. Okay. Okay, so this person that you are having feelings for, the way that I'm feeling it, I don't feel like this is going to be a significant, like, long-lasting relationship for you. I think what's happening here is you're gearing up for, you're sort of signaling to the universe by having these feelings for this person. You're signaling to the universe, and also you're emitting energy to available prospects that you're ready. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So it's a way to throw your energy out there so that, because everything is energy and energy is everything. And so you're signaling to, within this huge radius of where you live, where you work, you're emitting this I'm available signal. And so you're going to begin attracting the person that is meant for you or the person you're supposed to be with. And I actually feel like this is, you're going to have a little bit of a wait, maybe a little bit less than a year, but I don't think it's the person that you are wanting. I think this is just serving a great purpose.
Okay, so you're saying the person that I have my eye on is not the person I'm wanting.
This is really just happening at an unconscious level to begin manifesting what you're truly wanting. Does that make sense?
It does. And you talked about like spirit guides and stuff. And I feel like I just moved to this brand new city and I'm like calling out to my spirit guides and I'm like, please help me. And I just feel like it's like radio silence, you know?
Well, I see a spirit guide, and I get the feeling it's actually an angel, very angelic. It could be Archangel Michael. You want to find out about that particular angel. It's not a spirit guide. It's the angelic realm that is with you. So in the hierarchy, the angelic realm is higher than the spirit guides, although everyone has a role and everyone's important. But that's who I'm tuning into, which is Archangel Michael is a warrior.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, hello, hello, hello. And I just feel like I'm, like, not picking up anything. So I guess it just – I would love to be able to pick up on a little bit more clear guidance, you know.
Yeah, I would suggest meditating, spending 20 to 30 minutes a day if you're wanting that real clear connection, and that's going to help you tune in to everything. It'll help you tune into your loved ones that have passed, your spirit guides, your helpers that are there with you, your life journey. Like, meditation is the best practice. I mean, if we're trying to connect, you know, when we have 1,000 things on our mind, it's just going to be way more difficult, and you run the risk of getting inaccurate information.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling,
yes.
And we really appreciate you supporting the show.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you for calling in tonight. Have a good night, all right?
Thanks, you too.
All righty, thank you. All right, great reading there, Michelle. And listeners, callers, my co-host Michelle does offer private readings, which are much more in-depth and much more longer than we could ever get to here on a 90-minute show. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, please go over to Michelle's Facebook at Michelle Fletcher or to her website at MediaMichelle.com where you can contact her. And that is Michelle with one L. And we're going to go to our next caller of the evening tonight. That's going to be from the area code 347. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York. And I wanted to ask you if you see someone by the name of Frank and I getting back together and having a relationship, or do you see me leaving my job anytime soon?
Oh, so we have two questions. You're wanting to know about a relationship in your place of employment?
Yeah, but if you can't answer two, it's okay. We can just focus on love.
Okay. We can just see what's there for you, Tanika. I'm going to tune into this relationship. Can I get his first name?
Yes, his name is Frank.
Okay, so I'm going to tune into him. There seems to be something like this internal struggle with him. He seems very antsy in the relationship. I feel like there's some self-sabotage here. Does he have a tendency to pull away or drift?
Yes.
Okay, so I honestly, I'm just going to say, I'm going to put it right out there. I don't feel he's 100% in the relationship. I don't feel both of his feet are in. I don't think he's in it all the way. So, and then because he's not totally in it 100%, then there's this sabotage that happens where there's a drama that's created or something. And then he uses that drama as an excuse to pull even further away. Does that make sense? It's kind of really nasty kind of thing to do instead of just being honest and saying, you know, I really don't know if I want this, I'm confused, or, you know, people who can't communicate very well will use the sabotage method. That being said, I feel like he is coming around again and that it's not totally, you know, over. But then I really want to advise that if he comes around again, we need to have some communication. You know, he can't just be free willy in and out of the relationship like that. And I want to talk about previous breakups. This feels like a pattern to me, on and off again.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, that's more of the non-committal, counterphobic relationship, this on and off again. So I feel like the best advice I could give you that is if you do end up back together, which I do see him coming back around, I would drag him to therapy. I would give him the ultimatum. We can't keep doing this. This is too painful.
I know. I was hoping that would change, you know, and like we would get onto better grounding, like
Very shaky. It's very shaky and there's no safety. There's no safety in the relationship because we don't know, or you don't know, if he's going to pull away again. And when he pulls away, it's very painful. And why would you want to keep doing that to yourself?
I don't. I was hoping he would change. Like, you know.
Yeah. Hoping that he'll change, you know, the ultimatum is, you know, therapy, or you don't get to have me and run this pattern and dance with me, we have to go to a professional if we're going to make this work. So,
okay. Can you see him always being like that?
Yeah, I don't like it, honestly. I don't like it at all because it creates so much pain and unsafety.
And he's just, if we don't go to therapy, he's going to stay this way?
Yes. because he has to learn that he needs to be accountable. And if you don't keep him accountable, you'll keep doing this. And you're better. You deserve much happiness and joy and love in your life, and you're not getting it. And the thing that I dislike the most is there, you don't feel safe.
Yep.
So I wish you the best of luck, Tamika. I'm not really getting anything on your employment right now. It's all about I'm getting information only on your relationship.
Okay. Thank you. I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in this evening. You have a good night, all right?
Thank you. You too. I'll keep listening.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you. Have a good night. And good reading there, Michelle. Tough reading. And listeners, if you would like to call in tonight, the phone lines are still open. That number is going to be 929-477-1684. And please press the 1 after you have called in. And with that, we're going to go to our next caller of the evening tonight. It's going to be from the area code of 703. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hi, it's Andrea. How are you guys doing?
Hi,
what
Andrea. How are you doing tonight?
Andrea.
Andrea. Hi.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm good. I think I'm okay. it will get this too shall pass is what I say. So, my question is, I actually had 3 really good interviews, and I was offered 1 job, and I thought it was kind of like a done deal. And then you came back to me and said I had to interview with the board because it's for an HOA. Then the board said no. They wanted something more experience. So I called back the corporate office, and he said he'll look into it. So I don't know if you think that job will still come through, or maybe one of the other two will come through.
I don't think the job that they promised you yes and then no, I don't think that's going to come through. And you actually, the very quick, fast answer to this is you're helping him get a lesson. This person, is it a guy? I think you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're assisting in a life lesson for him, which is sort of, he went ahead and, you know, did this, and then, but he didn't have the agreement with everyone else. So kind of a lesson for him. So
don't put the cart before the horse.
And, you know, great for you that you're assisting and helping this goal. And then as far as the other two positions, I'm not feeling, I just keep hearing in my mind, keep looking. So I know that you have assistance from the other side, you know, through a spirit guide or a loved one. I'm being told to tell you to just keep looking. And then the right one is just there. The way that they show me this is just kind of lands on your lap when you least expect it. So in the beginning of the show, we were talking about life lessons, and this one is to learn to have patience and to trust that. And I don't see that you're a worrywart. I think that's great. I think you're very good at staying out of fear and just moving ahead and forward. And that's sort of a kudos to you from the spirit realm. I feel like that was also something that you've learned in this life. Do you understand that, Andrea?
Yeah, that's why I go. I still go to the gym and work out all my energy there. So if I didn't do that, I would be really in bad shape. So
you are,
if I'm mad at you that day,
so.
I'm punching your face. Like when I go to the gym on Monday, if I'm doing my kickboxing class and the guy didn't give me the job, I'll be punching his face. So just kidding.
Okay. Well, I think you're doing, I think that's great. And you found an outlet to keep yourself out of worry and fear.
Yeah.
I think you've learned through the course of your lifetime how to cope and how to use skills and tools to stay out of that. So I think that's great.
I can't stress things I can't change.
Yeah. And so let's practice patience and just moving forward, and the spirit world's telling me to tell you to just keep looking. And that's
okay.
I get the number 9. They just threw that out there. So number 9 is a representation of time. So 9 days,
hopefully it's
9 weeks.
Days. Maybe nine
well,
hours.
That would be
nine
wonderful.
Days. That would be so much better than 9 weeks. I could
yeah.
have a baby in 9 months, but not really. So hopefully it's a nine days. That would be great. That's what I'm actually doing now,
yeah.
looking for jobs. So just in case.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
I'll
let you know how it goes.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in this evening.
Okay.
You have a good night, all right?
All right. You too.
Right.
Bye.
All right. All righty. Great reading there, Michelle. And we're going to take a quick little break here. But before we do, Michelle, would you mind letting the listeners know the best ways for them to find out more about you and how to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is Michelle or Medium Michelle with one L. .com, or you can visit me on Facebook, which is Michelle Fletcher with one L, and you can send me a friend request.
Alrighty, great. Thank you for that, Michelle. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we will be back on the other side continuing to take your calls right here on Journey into the Light.
you love someone, you should let them know. The light that you left me will ever glow.
And welcome back here on Journey into the Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Long, and we are live in the middle of a show tonight with me and my co-host, medium Michelle Fletcher, taking your calls tonight for free psychic mediumship readings. So we are just right in the middle of the show, so you still got time to call on in if you wish to do so. That number is going to be 929-477-1684. We are live here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes, right here on Journey into the Light. And let's welcome back my co-host, Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Good to be back.
Yes, thank you. And with that, let's go to our next caller of the evening tonight. That's going to be area code of 929. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
Doing
Hi,
well.
How are you?
And how are you doing?
Not bad at all. I talked to you guys about a year and a half ago.
Have we been on air that long? Wow.
Yeah, you've been on for a while. I remember your name, Michelle. So I did speak to you once, but it was about, I would say about a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope it was a good experience.
Yeah, it was. You gave me some sage advice.
Nice. And what is your first name?
It's Terry.
Terry. Well, good to talk to you again, Terry.
Okay. Good to speak to you as well. So I guess my question is, so I'm going to start looking for a new job after January. I might start before then. I want to go back into the corporate market, I do customer service and finance now, but I want to go back into something differently. So just wanted to see, what do you see in regards to job hunting?
Getting a couple different things here. I think because of your age, your experience, I feel like management, actually. And I feel like maybe office manager or sales management, which is totally different than what you were doing before. But I see, so I see you going in and interviewing and I feel like this company takes a chance with you. They know that you don't have experience in this sort of thing, but they're wanting to train you and they're excited about it. So, you know, be prepared to answer, you know, what's the shift or what's the change in career, and which I think you're going to be able to answer those things quite easily. But so that's what I'm thinking. And it's because of your age and your experience that you are being placed in an authoritative position of management. So that's my answer.
Oh, sounds exciting.
It feels very exciting to me because you are going to learn so much more than what you could have. It kind of seems like this other field, it kind of ran its course. You're ready for something different, new challenges, new learning opportunities. And I just feel like this, you know, managing individuals where other employees are reporting to you, I just think this is great. I think it's right up your alley, and I think it's long overdue. So.
Oh, yes, it has. Yes, it has. Definitely it is. All right. Sounds good. Okay, so I'm going to actually get back into public speaking school. I did stop, but now I'm ready to get back in and take things head on.
Okay. So when you do look for different jobs and whatnot, focus on team leadership and management position.
Okay, team leadership and management. Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All righty. Great reading there, Michelle. And with that, let's go to our next caller of the evening tonight. And that's going to be from the area code 303. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hey. Hey, Michelle. My name is Allison, and I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. I'm going through a super incredibly hard time right now, so I'd like to see what, you know, Spirit has to say around just getting through this over the next, just, you know, 6 months or so, you know, like the immediate aftermath of it.
Okay, so I need a little more, I mean, I can definitely tell you what I'm tuning into. I feel like it's another end of, there's something occurring in your life where it's kind of blowing you away. You're like,
yeah.
I just cannot believe that this is like you're in yep. shock almost.
Yeah.
Yes. But I feel like it has to do with an individual rather than circumstances. Does that make
yes.
sense? Like
actually,
someone is
yeah.
doing something.
Yeah. Two individuals and two family members and a very, very different relationships with each of them. And, you know, it's kind of an ugly passion play story.
It's
so.
Just the way that the spirit world's showing me is you just continuously are getting shocked and floored by the
yeah.
absurdity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's sort of
really scrambling you and rumbling you from the inside out. It's very unnerving. And it's,
yeah.
So I'm describing your internal state. Now the lesson for you, what I'm being shown to tell you is to take 2 steps back. And do you have a dad on the other side?
Do I have what was that? A
father.
Did you say?
Do you
oh,
have
yes,
a father?
Yes,
okay. He's
yes.
the one telling me this. He's the one telling me that. He's the one helping you with this situation. So what he's
yeah.
just told me, I just got a name, Alex or Alexandra or something of that,
uh-huh.
or was that a nickname that he called you? Why is he giving me that name?
He's referring to somebody named that? Was that like that name?
Yeah.
Somebody who isn't me, but somebody in the situation?
I'm not sure if it could be a nickname from it. It really doesn't matter. In fact, I'm going to set that aside and you can think about what that means later. I want
to
get free up and get
them. My dad always called me Al.
There you go. I'm going with that. So it's him.
It
and he's saying take 2 steps backwards. Let the dust settle or let the dust
yeah.
clear. So this is
yeah.
going to be some inspiration and motivation for you and understanding that this is just a phase and that
right.
it's not permanent and it's not going to be everlasting forever. This is just a big storm and
okay.
your involvement needs to be very minimal because this has little
yeah.
to do with you. And the lesson
yeah.
in it for you is to actually realize this has nothing to do with me or it has very little to do with me and I have no control over it. That is your lesson. And that if you take 2 steps backwards, be very uninvolved in this situation, other family members will try to bring you back into the storm. And then that's when you set a boundary. I'm not involving myself in this. I can't. It's too painful to watch. It's too painful to be involved in this. So I'm taking some time. So the lesson for you in all of this, Allison, is
mm-hmm.
to learn to set
mm-hmm.
boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one because unfortunately in this particular case,
it feels like World War III.
and the other relationship is probably worth saving. So actually, at this point, distance is really not only essential. There's no alternative but distance, and I don't mean just physical mm-hmm. distance. I mean total emotional. But at some point, cutting one person out of my life is absolutely the way to go, and that's already been done. In fact, that was done years ago. But the other person is worth salvaging if it can be. So it's mm-hmm. a really challenging yeah. situation because we're all family. It is something that is just beyond my imagination. And I have
a sense of humor. Your dad has a sense yes. of humor. He's kind of very funny because he's showing me World War III. Okay,
yes.
and he's saying
yeah.
it's like this.
Yeah.
So,
and he's right. And he did have a great sense of humor, actually. Very dry wit. Very, very
yeah.
dry wit. Yeah.
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 He's a sweet man. I'm really glad that he showed up here for you.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of turning to him. He doesn't hang around very much. He's not like a hoverer. I always say he's not like a hoverer. You know, he's not like a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
But he's the only one in my family that is on the other side that I really sort of would seek wisdom from in this situation
yeah.
because he knows all the parties involved. He knows all these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the family.
Right.
And he was a very astute, and perceptive man around people's true character. So he's not too pleased with what's going on either, to be honest. But anyway, somebody came through.
He was front and center.
Right.
Well, good luck to you, and I hope it settles sooner rather than later.
Yeah, World War III is certainly a very appropriate way to put it. I can at least find some humor in that, and that's actually a little bit of levity goes a long way when you're
yeah.
absolutely your life is devastated. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's cool. Thank you both.
Well,
thank
you for calling in tonight.
Thank
we
you.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Night. All right. Thank you. All righty. Great call there, Michelle. And you know, boundaries can definitely be a challenge at times, especially when it comes to, you know,
yeah.
family and friends and, you know,
yeah, for sure.
we hope your situation gets better there, Allison. So with that, let's go to our next caller.
Nick, I need to take just a 2 minutes, if you don't mind.
Okay, not a problem. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back on the other side continuing to take your calls right here on Journey into the Light Radio. And we are back live here on Journey into the Light Radio. We are live every Sunday night here at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. We hope this show is a place that gives you peace, a place to help you unwind from the busy week and get ready for the busy week ahead. And so we have been on here for the last 10 years, and every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. And let's go ahead and bring back on Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi, good to be back.
Yes, thank you. And with that, let's go to our next caller of the evening tonight. It's going to be from the area code of 561. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, this is Stacy from Florida.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, Stacy from Florida.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you. My question is, everything is kind of stagnant, and I'm trying, I have been trying, and nothing seems to be moving. And I just wondering, what do you see? I mean, am I doing something wrong, or what's going on, please?
Okay. So the first thing, Stacey, that I am being shown in my mind's eye, I see a very vivid vision of this world that you're in, and the world is happening around you, and things are busy, things are going, things are moving, but then you're just kind of stagnant, you're just kind of standing there in this vision that I'm seeing, and you're looking out onto the world. And so the message in this is to jump in the world with both feet. So you have a tendency to be an observer, and there's nothing wrong with being an observer as long as you remember to play the game of life too. So if you can get to the point where you're observing and you're in the game of life simultaneously, then you're going to meet your need to be, you're going to meet a need that you have a need to observe. You observe people, places, things, events. First of all, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and so I also want to advise you to look into the Enneagram. It's a typology test, and I want you to learn everything that there is. I want you to take the test, learn everything that you possibly can learn about your specific type, which by doing that, you're going to feel a little relief. First of all, you'll feel understood. You know, being an observer in the world is pretty profound because you're very intelligent and you're very, you observe everything. So, and you also know hidden agendas. You understand why people do the things that they do. You can see a bigger picture than most. So you're very aware. So this restlessness that you're feeling, though, is you've taken on this observation approach too much. And so we have to jump into the game of life, too. We have to be both the observer and also be in the game. So what I often like to tell people who are observers is remember, not everything is an observation. And we have to remember to love as well. You know, and I don't mean that as an insult to your capacity to being able to love. You just, not everything is, you know, a science project or an observation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like you want to know where to begin in this moment. And the moment is to jump in life. So the very first thing, if you get on the phone, you know, your phone, and you're talking to a good friend of yours, really be in their world, because this feeling of being stagnant and not moving has to do with not being present. I think that's going to relieve that feeling for you. And then if you're talking about physically, you know, as far as events in your life aren't occurring, I strongly believe that if you begin living life, that those things will automatically follow suit.
Okay. All right.
I hope that was helpful. I certainly gave you a lot to think about.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
You
have a good night. All righty. Very good reading there, Michelle. Lots of great points. And, you know, and as you were saying, and as we talk about a lot on the show, the Enneagram, the type personality test, you know, can really, anyone out there looking for, you know, personal development, you know, self-growth, et cetera, it's a great tool to start your journey on finding out more about.
Well, it's my belief that the Enneagram is an absolute necessity, and it's the absolute best tool out there if you're on a spiritual journey. And I belong to a couple of Enneagram groups on Facebook, and some people say, I wish I never heard of the Enneagram. You can't unlearn what you... yeah, because once you learn, you can't unlearn what you've learned, and there's bliss in not knowing, and then once you do know, then what, right?
That's true. That's very true. Yes. You know, and so, you know, I hear you on that, and I think it's a, you know, overall, though, as I know you do, I think it's a real, you know, great tool and, you know, a great thing. And, you know, I know my mom, she, you know, she's a, you know, a type five, you know, which the, you know, the observers and, you know, and so I know when she took that a while back and she, you know, read up on that, she was really amazed at how, you know, how well the test knew her.
It seems like the system knows you better than you know yourself, which is
right. And so you know, so yes, and you know, and as we were discussing a couple shows ago, as I'm going through college, we took the Myers-Briggs personality type test this week, and it turned out that it was actually only me and one other person in there that had ever taken it before, and the other person who had taken it, she was also a she said back in high school she was an INFP, which is what I am, but she said now that she's in college, she's a ENFP. And so so I thought, oh, okay, you know, the only other person that's taken it in here, you know, scored about the same type as I did.
Because your type loves the typology system.
Right. And so yeah, I thought that was funny. Let's go back to the phone lines here and go to our next caller of the evening tonight. And that is going to be from area code 831. 831, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Michelle.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Thank you for calling in tonight.
My grandmother's name is Maybelline. And she transitioned in 2009, and I just wanted to know if she had any messages for me on what I'm currently going through that could maybe help my heart.
Okay, and what did we get your first name?
Christina, I'm so sorry.
Hi, Christina. We've talked to you lots of times. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm really grateful to be here and just soaking up all of the information that you guys have been sharing and really just grateful that you guys do this show, because you help so many people have relief, support, help and guidance. I'm sick, so I'm losing my voice and drinking hot tea. So I apologize. It's really helpful and healing, and I just wanted to say thank you to both of you guys.
You're very welcome. So I'm not connecting to a loved one at the moment, but what I want to give to you is I have this feeling, Christine, of wanting to give up, and I know that you're a very strong soul, and you will never give up, but what's coming to me is this wanting to. Even though you know that you won't, and you're not, it's still your mind is sort of going there. And so I want to encourage you to steer away from that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it shocked me that this emotion came up. And it's an old emotion that's been with me for about, I think, 5 years now. And I thought, no, exactly what you're saying. I just am trying to take some time to have some self-care and just, like, write out my feelings as I'm feeling them.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself, okay, you're going to wake up tomorrow. You're going to do your homework. And you're going to get back on track, and you're going to trust. You're going to let go of this fear, and it's walking into the unknown, and it's all about trust and faith, and you're gonna do this.
Okay, so I'm gonna be connecting to you with a loved one on the other side. I don't know if you said Madeline. Was she on your
Maybelline.
Mom's side? Maybelline,
yes.
Is she on your mom's side? Okay, because that's
coming
in. I'm from your mom's side. She's very, very faint, soft-spoken, but then I feel like she could have different sides to her.
Yes.
If you poked a little bit, then you would get this other side, but generally she was very easygoing and laid back and, you know, she's fine. But then if she also says that you take after her in this, what I've just described, that you're generally very laid back and very open and very loving and caring. But then if someone is poking you and causing you all kinds of, you know, to be rattled, then yeah, you're going to switch to this other side to you. So she embraces you. And she says she loves your courage and to keep moving forward. Now, she's not going to give you any answers or help in that. She can't do it for you. But she is assisting with her love and her guidance. So she acts as like an intuitive guide for you. So when you get this intuitive hit, it's from her.
It's grandma. Is she the one that caresses my hair?
Yeah, she's very close with you. And she says that the intuition comes in through the stomach, through your gut. It feels like a jerking type motion. When you feel that, she says to stop and think about your actions before moving forward. Think through it and very clearly about what you're about to say or do. Because much of what happens in our life is co-created with other individuals. We co-create. And then people who are against that philosophy generally are victims. They don't want to be accountable or take ownership. And I know I can talk to you this way because you totally get it. So what she's saying is some of this is being created. And when you feel that response in your gut, it is there for a reason. It's to get you to stop and breathe and think about if this is the best action.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. I had to do something that I really never thought I'd have to do, but I don't have a choice. I mean, my choice is to take action because I've got to protect my little ones. And I'm feeling sorry for myself that I'm in this situation because I know it's an end, but I'm tired, I'm beat down. And I know, okay, just self-care, take a deep breath, refocus, and put all that energy into myself. And I will meditate more on a regular basis because I get really busy and I get stuck in my head a lot. And when I take the time to meditate, so much more stability and clarity comes. And it will help me to stop and not make a decision that I'll regret, because I've been thinking about, oh, I've got to really think before I make a decision, you know, because that wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
So let's start over. Don't criticize. Love yourself. It's time to evolve. Just take a deep breath, and this is what's happening. And I just don't like the mood swings, and I think it's because I've been stuffing down my pain, and I really feel like I need to write. I love it, and I feel better when I do it. And I really appreciate you talking with me and giving it to me straight. And thank you, guys. I'm hugging you both.
Well, thank you for calling in and supporting our show. We really appreciate you.
You guys are amazing. Everyone listening. Yeah, Michelle is one of the best I've ever experienced in my life. She's the real deal. I love you both.
Thank you.
All
right. Good night.
You have a good night. Thank you. And yes, she really is the real deal. And that is why we are very honored and thankful and grateful to have you on every Sunday, Michelle. Our shows always do go by so very quick, but I know next week will be coming by even quicker. So we are out of time. Yes, so we are out of time for this evening. But before we let you go, Michelle, could you let the listeners know one last time the best ways to get a hold of you and to find out more about you, to contact you?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is mediummichellewith1l.com, or you can visit my Facebook page, which is under Michelle Fletcher with 1L, and you can send me a friend request.
Alrighty, very good. Thank you for that, Michelle. We hope you have a great week. Stay safe, and we will look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.
Alrighty, have a good night,
bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone, that was Medium Michelle Fletcher. She will be back on here next Sunday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. We apologize to anyone we can't get to tonight, as the phone lines always do stack up very early. So please call in early next Sunday. The start time for the show is 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. Stay safe, everyone. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. I still remember when
Ready?